Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Can we just talk about how senior pets rule? I mean, like, I think it's my favorite, like, you know, out of all the life stages that are out there. Shout out to the gray muzzles, frosted muzzles. We're going to be celebrating seniors in this conversation and talking about ways in which you can learn more with none other than Dr. Lisa Lippman. How are you, my friend?
Yay! Thank you for having me. I loved that intro because senior dogs are the best.
Right?
I mean, so happy.
It's wonderful. To the listeners, Dr. Lippman's the director of virtual medicine for Bond Vet. And we're going to talk about the organization that she's very passionate about as well for seniors too. And Lisa, what do you think it is about our senior pets? Like, as a, I would say, let's first start, like, take a step back. You're a dog mom. I'm a dog dad. Taking the veterinarian cap off, what is it about senior pets that we just love so much about?
I love taking the veterinary cap off because, you know, we are pet parents first. And I always say I'm a do as I say, not a do as I do half the time. And I think it's, you know, they're so loving and they're so completely, you know, sometimes dependent on us to do the right thing for them. And we've spent, you know, a lot of times we've had them since they're young. And in those cases, they've spent so many years of their best years of their lives giving us just nothing but love and affection. And now, you know, they really look to us to keep them happy and comfortable. And even when you go out and you adopt a senior, get a senior, I mean, they're so perfect. You don't have to do the house training. You don't have to worry about teething. They are just nothing but just complete love. And you can make such a big difference in their lives. And that's really something to feel good about, I think. So,
yeah. I love that. And I feel that they need us more in their senior years. So I think the human-animal bond gets so much stronger as they get older because they depend on us for certain things, whether it be arthritis or vision, what we're going to talk about, certain things. But I think that the senior human-animal bond is so much stronger than it is even when we have with puppies and adults. And the other thing that I was telling you before we were recording is that there's no rules for senior pets.
That's right. Especially, yeah.
Right?
When you get to, there's no rules. The one rule is do whatever they want.
Yes. You know, and I love when I talk about that to clients, they love when that really resonates with them because it's like, you know, we're giving recommendations, of course, but you know what? Yeah, you can give them a little bit of piece of cheese or whatever it is within, you know, of course, but, you know, they deserve it. They put their time on this earth. And I think they know how to work you in that regard, right?
Oh my God, do they ever? Yeah. Chloe appropriately demand barks for treats. She is a senior tyrant holding me hostage at all times. Chloe's my 12-year-old female spayed Rhodesian Ridgeback, by the way.
Tell us more about Chloe as a veterinarian too, because this is a good segue into we as veterinarians and how far we've come with vet med. Tell us about Chloe.
Oh, Chloe. So Chloe, yeah, again, my 12-year-old female spayed Rhodesian Ridgeback. She just has all the things. So in December of 2021, she was diagnosed with primary hepatic hemangiosarcoma, which is just insane. She's here 17 months later. We did all the things thanks to the most amazing Dr. Sue Ettinger, right? Did her chemo. Got a shout out to Dr. Sue. We love her the most.
Love you.
We did all the chemo. And then we did integrative care with Dr. Kendra Pope as well, who we love so much. And so 17 months later, she's still here, which is just amazing. She's also hypothyroid. She also has protein losing nephropathy, mild protein losing nephropathy, and chronic kidney disease stage 2. And so she really has all the things. I am really learning. She's paying me back in education, but like, I couldn't love her more. I'm just so obsessed. And the great thing is she doesn't have a clue. She has no idea. Like I said, she's still demand barking at me for treats every single night. But I am learning a lot from her, you know, being a pet owner and a veterinarian at the same time. I learned so much. So
it's wonderful what you're doing with her. And we love you so much, Chloe. We really do.
Aww, yeah.
Let's talk about some of these things that we see most common in practice, Dr. Lemon. You just touched on a few of them with our senior pets. So the first one top of mind is endocrinopathies, right? Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit more about what do we see as senior in our senior pets.
Yeah, I mean, hypothyroidism for sure is a common one and can be really confusing. You know, what do we do with all the T's, right? The T4, yeah. The free T4, the TSH, and when one's high or one's low, and you know, when do we treat? What if they have other comorbidities and their euthyroid, you know, sick? And so there's so much to know there, and we really have to make sure that we're doing them justice. And so, she's got that. And then chronic, not an endocrinopathy. I mean, I guess other endocrinopathies, yeah, like Cushing's or Addison's, I mean, are all also so incredibly common.
And a lot of these that we're talking about to our listeners that you probably know is that these are chronic, you know, these are things that are requiring lifelong medication, whether it be diabetes, Cushing's, thyroid. So it's almost a lot to ask for, both in a financial investment from our clients, but also in like spectrum of care perspective as well, would you say?
Oh my God. Yeah. So much. I mean, time, financial commitment, emotional commitment. I read a really interesting article when Chloe had cancer and we were doing the chemo. There is something called time toxicity. They term that in human medicine, which is, you know, all the time that you, when you're given a prognosis and you spend all this time, you know, in the car, going back and forth, doing the chemo and not living life. That is called time toxicity, and it's time taken away from life that is lived. And I believe that there's also a Harvard study, right, that says that, people with like a certain prognosis, I think, who chose not to do chemo or treatments actually lived longer than they were expected to, because they were living life, right? They were happy. There's a lot to that. And so I forgot how we got on that topic, but I think it's an interesting one.
No, you know what? In all of our podcast episodes, we have not once spoken about this. And in fact, I have not heard about that in conferences. So I do think, and I know this will segue into what you're doing, but that is a huge thing that we should be talking more about as veterinarians, Lisa. I think you nailed it. We set sometimes, I don't want to say unrealistic expectations, because it's a lot of time and investment driving to the specialist. You're going through it with Chloe. You know what that's like.
So, totally. You know, and I wonder also from your perspective, right? Or Dr. Mark Tarantino's perspective, that AKA the senior dog doc who has three now, just lost her fourth. But, you know, how do you do it with multiple pets, right? We do the best that we can. I always think I need more than one. But sometimes I think like I torture her because I've got only her, right? So, and I feel like it's sometimes we'd all do better with multiple. But then how do you, you know, where does your time go? And you have seniors too, you know, so. It's a really interesting dichotomy to me. Like, you have to live your own life and you have to also live for them and take care of them. I don't know if you have any words to the wise there, but.
No, it's a good point. Especially I have all life stages of doctors right now, and I had to train them, especially with Chelsea being my senior who has congestive heart failure. I taught them the word time out, because sometimes they will get so excited around Chelsea or like the mail's coming or whatever, and I'll go time out, and they know like to back away. But interesting enough, and in the pack of them, they really do know that she's on the older side, and they and even Clark, who's the younger one, he will play with her and she plays, but he's gentle with her, which I find so fascinating, right?
Clark Griswold?
Clark W. Griswold. You know, like, I'm not going to take you down the ramp. I'm just going to nudge you a little bit.
It is fascinating. They really do have their own way of communicating too. I love it.
And talk to me about mobility in our senior pets. So we know about osteoarthritis. We know that movement is so important for our senior pets. So talk to me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. I mean, I just did a post on this the other day that old age is not a disease, right? And so whenever clients come to you and say, oh, they're slowing, you know, that they're slowing down, or they aren't jumping on the bed, it's just old age. Well, it's not, it's arthritis, right? Or maybe systemic, something, you know, like an endocrinopathy or something that we can oftentimes are treatable and that we can make so much better. But mobility is a big factor for seniors, for quality of life, for both owners and pets, right? Because there's really little more than like so difficult.
Yeah.
You know, when your senior pet can't mobilize.
And I think veterinary sports medicine and rehabilitation has come such a long way now.
Exactly.
Right, with where we're at, you're learning about at-home exercises that you can do, physical therapy exercises, hydrotherapy, acupuncture, laser, shockwave therapy, the list goes on, where animals are moving better and feeling more comfortable.
Yes.
In conjunction to that multimodal approach to, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're speaking our language because, that's something that we address and it's so important.
So talk to me about, I think it's so important that we do have courses that are designed specifically to, our senior pets. And I think it's important to stay on top of it, as you and I know personally, the medicine's always changing. So I love this the organization. It's called SAG. So tell the listeners about that. Yeah. and its mission. I love it.
So we effectively, I've co-created CE, what we've effectively, affectionately named SAGs. It's Senior and Geriatric Veterinary Dog Society. And so, you know, the idea is really that you can't approach seniors the same way as you approach a puppy or an adult dog, right? You need a fundamental approach to treat them. And that's what we address in this course. It's 7 credits. And, you know, just like you were speaking all of our language, we have an incredible lineup of all stars giving the CE. So we have Dr. Fred Wininger, who's talking about chronic pain. We have Dr. Monica Tarantino, aka the senior dog doc, who talks about this fundamental approach. I do an hour on a topic very near and dear to my heart, which is the picky senior dog or early intervention and decreased appetites. We talk about different blood work abnormalities, right? What do you do when you see that elevated ALK FOS in the senior, right? I personally almost think IDEC should change their reference range because I think every senior comes back with elevated ALK FOS. But so what do you do? We've got Dr. John, who is a physical therapy and rehab specialist, who talks about rehab and gives us some things that we can do for our older senior dogs and our patients at home. And so and we have a code, Adam. We have a code for DVM listeners.
Wow.
I'm just going to give it to you right now. I don't want to make them wait. So it's $50 off with code DVM360. And don't forget to use your CE money. Use the CE money because we don't want you to use your own money. Use your work CE money. It's so incredibly worth it. So the course is normally $349, but they get $50 off with code DVM360. We were going to make the code Dr. Adam Christman is the best, just in the whole world, but I thought that was too long.
Oh, no, DVM360, greatly appreciate. We always appreciate that for our audience and for our listeners. So thank you so much for that. So where can they learn more for that? Where can they sign up?
So it's at seniordogvetce.com. And again, 7 credits, and it's an incredible 7 hours of senior-centric fundamental approach to treating them. And it really just, it doesn't exist. It's not out there. And we love them. We're so passionate about them. And it's really all new and exciting, up-to-date stuff.
Oh, I love that. Awesome. Thank you so much. Okay, before we hop off, we're going to play a quick little game. Are you ready?
Oh boy, born ready.
This is called Would You Rathers, okay? So you have to only choose one option, Dr. Lipman, and that's it, okay? For the rest of your life, okay? So to the listeners, too, I want to know what it is. You can send me your messages at DVM360 on Instagram as well. Okay,
you're saying a girl can't change her mind.
You can't change
your mind. For the rest of my life.
One choice, and that's it.
Okay.
Would you rather jam out to Run DMC or Beastie Boys?
Beastie Boys.
Ooh, okay. All right. I like it. Okay, back in the day, would you rather jam out to Destiny's Child or TLC?
Oh, man. TLC. You were really showing my age here, too. TLC.
Come on, we got no scrubs. Would you rather live in London or in Rome?
Ooh. Rome. Let's go Rome. I don't know. London was my initial, but let's be different. If I'm going to have to go, let's go to Rome.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather watch Seinfeld indefinitely or Friends indefinitely?
Ooh, Friends.
Friends. Ooh, okay.
We do watch Seinfeld to fall asleep at night, but like that's like not really my choice. So okay. Friends.
French toast or pancakes for breakfast for the rest of your life?
Ooh, pancakes.
They're so good, aren't they? Could you
so good. Some- now I want pancakes. Thank you very much.
Right. I love it. Okay. Favorite dog breed in the world and go.
I mean, I would have to say Rhodesian Ridgeback right now. So
it's a great breed.
Although I want poodles too. Ridgebacks and poodles. I want one of those little dogs. I want to be one of those, you know, jerks carrying around just my tiny little dog everywhere.
Right. Yes. They're so stinking cute too. They really are. Well, Dr. Lisa Littman, thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you for all the great work that you do for our profession.
Thank you for having me. I did mean to say dachshund though.
Oh yeah, I was hoping you were going to say it. We might just have to cut that out then.
Thanks for having me. Any questions, feel free to reach out.
You got it. You can follow her on Instagram as well, my friend. She's on there as, is it Dr. Lisa Littman?
Yep, that's it. Yeah. Just DrLisaLiPP as in Peter, M-A-N.
There you go. They heard it right here. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to rate to this podcast. Helps us out significantly. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast podcast. Senior dogs, senior cats, you rule. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.